Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, President Paul Biya and other world leaders attend the unique and spectacular opening ceremony for the 2024 Olympics in Paris, where Sarah Hanfu, Cameroonian table tennis player, has just won her first match. A record of 72,000 visitors make it to the Fair on Government Action that wraps up in Yaoundé today. Rural women in the Mefu and Afamba division of the Central Region get a periodic market in a move to spur them on to financial independence. And out of the country, the death toll from landslides in Ethiopia is on the rise, with reports saying the number of 257 people confirmed dead could reach 500 in the coming days. Good afternoon. We go straight away to Paris, where Sarah Hanfu has just secured a win for Team Cameroon at the ongoing 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. She defeated Chelsea Ockhill of Guyana in her round one match of the women's table tennis singles this afternoon. CRTV's envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer, has the details. Good afternoon, Baldwin.
Good afternoon and welcome to Paris Versailles, where it's a good start for Team Cameroon so far in the competition, with Sarah Hanfu in the women's table tennis singles. After an impressive start during the first set, she succeeded to outclass her opponent, Chelsea Ockhill, winning the set 11-6. The second set was tough for Sarah Hanfu, as Chelsea Ockhill made use of her youthful exuberance to outsmart Sarah Hanfu, winning the set 11-9. The third set was balanced for both players, with Sarah Hanfu bouncing back with an 11-9 win. It was an easy ride for Sarah Hanfu during the fourth and fifth sets respectively, securing swift wins that succeeded to propel her to the next round of the competition. Reporting live from Paris Versailles in Paris, France, for the Olympic Games, Baldwin Summer on special assignment.
And so the hunt for medals is now on, as you just heard, at the 2024 Olympics, which opened in Paris yesterday in spectacular style, with thousands of athletes sailing along the River Seine past lively performances on bridges, banks and rooftops, swapping a stadium for a waterway for the first time to open the greatest show on earth. The near 4-long-hour spectacle unfolded in the presence of French President Emmanuel Macron and more than 100 heads of state and government in attendance, including the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and his wife, First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. A few hours to the start of the historic event, both Presidents Biya and Macron had a tête-à-tête, during which both heads of state reviewed bilateral ties between Yaoundé and Paris, during which Paul Biya scored necessary diplomatic benefits. CRTV's special envoy to Paris is Ashu Nienti.
French people can now beat their chests with pride for giving a good account of their organizational prowess in staging a spectacular opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympics in a unique style. For the first time, the event did not happen inside the stadium. It unfolded in the heart of the city of Paris, mostly along the banks of the Seine River, which runs across the city, with national delegations passing inside boats like in the days of old. The French president himself said the world would remember the event in 100 years. Maybe that was mere propaganda, but the pride of the French is that they were able to pull this off when many thought it was impossible. The event was popular both in content and outlook. There was a jovial cacophony of fans from across the world. They chanted and cheered. They waved flags and danced to the rhythm of the variety of music that was beautifully and imaginatively choreographed to produce a soothing symphony throughout the itinerary from the southern banks of the Seine River near the start of the parade to the Trocadero, which served as the end. Paris stayed lit throughout the night with a complex display of lights, special effects, and fireworks. The diversity in the athletes, past and present greats, who conveyed and relayed the Olympic torch, translated the universality and inclusiveness of the Olympic movement. If this event was successful in its prestige and aura, it was also thanks to the glittering array of world leaders who honored the rendezvous, including President Paul Biya. His presence in Paris was no sinecure. Invited by both President Emmanuel Macron and the International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach, Paul Biya put the Parisian sojourn to his profit. Like all the other heads of state, President Paul Biya spent hours leaving the spectacular opening ceremony in the company of his wife, Chantal Biya. Much earlier, the president had taken part in a reception that was offered to visiting foreign dignitaries, in which he shared and compared notes on vital issues of global concern, and he echoed his proximity with Olympic values such as peace, dialogue, and the celebration of effort. But the icing on the cake was clearly the tête-à-tête between President Paul Biya with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron at the Élysée Palace. It was an audience filled with Republican cordiality, frankness, political intimacy, and seriousness that enabled both personalities to run through the quality of relations between Yaoundé and Paris, relations that have over the years remained strategic, historic, and increasingly multifaceted. The First Lady, Madame Chantal Biya, on her part, had joined the close to 10 spouses of other heads of state to answer to a luncheon invitation at the Meurice Hotel extended by the French First Lady, Brigitte Macron. The stay of Paul and Chantal Biya in Paris, therefore, has been nothing but fruitful and beneficial to the standing and pedigree of Cameroon. Ashu Nyenti Vincent Bolo on national assignment, Paris, France.
And back in Yaoundé with more sports news at the National Institute of Youth and Sports, where the final of the 2024 National Gymnastics Championship is underway. The youth category that features the under 7, under 10, and under 13 is rounding off to give way for the elite category that involves the senior gymnast. The Secretary General of the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation, Alain Barnga, told our reporter, Harrison Ashu, that the level of performance this year is much better and that he expects to see more in the elite category. Hear him.
Those children you have seen performing there have during the season had many competitions at the regional level. So after those competitions, they qualified for the finals we are witnessing this morning. We have seen what we call Poussin, Benjamin and Minim. The level is good. Being almost every time with those children, I can affirm that the level of those children is good. It's a good promise. In the elite category that we will see in a few moments, I can guarantee you that you will see big performance in the junior category. We have Mbenda Yanis, who was in the last African Championship in Morocco. We have Sodia Ruben, who was also in Morocco for the championship. In the elite category, we have 6 or 7 internationals.
And you were listening there to the Secretary General of the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation talking to Harrison Ashu. He is Alain Barngar. And this is CRTV News. In another top story, a ceremony to officially close the 13th edition of SAGO is ongoing at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Chairing is the Secretary General of the Ministry of Communication, Mr. Felix Zogo. Also present are the representatives of some ministries, parastatals, and private companies who actively took part in the 8-day event. Patience Wingo is on the line to the Multipurpose Sports Complex with updates. Patience?
Yes, Ai, good afternoon. You're welcome to the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, where speeches to conclude activities of the 13th edition of the Fair on Government Action, SAGO, are ongoing. So far, the project manager of SAGO, Patrice Afigayele, the coordinator of the National Governance Program, Sume Epia, and the representative of the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Tabot Jacqueline Marmeton, have taken to the pulpit to give their concluding remarks. The major information that has come out of their intervention is that about 72,000 Cameroonians stopped by at the SAGO Fairgrounds to get informed about what government is doing to step up the living standards of citizens. Passing at the stand earlier on, I laid hands on some statistics, i.e., and the Ministry of Communication received about 200 guests, with the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure receiving about 400 people. The Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform received more than 670, while institutions like the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism welcomed over 1,000 guests. Cameroon Telecommunications received about 500 of them. Here with me are officials of the stands of the Ministry of Territorial Administration and Finance to tell us about their participation at SAGO. Hello.
Hi, Bajil Ndela, the head of the Communications and Public Relations of the Ministry of Territorial Administration. So far, we have received about 300 visitors, and in all, we have produced over 20 flyers from the Ministry of Territorial Administration that concerns the missions of the ministry about the regions, also organizational chart of the ministry and the central services, as well as the Department of the Secretary General and Services, and also local services made up of governors and senior divisional officers and divisional officers. We had flyers on civil protection, chief sensei, associations, NGOs, notebooks concerning the ministerial chart. And most of the visitors were more aware of what MINAT is all about, but most of them do not know about its mission, and which is mainly on the domain of territorial administration, civil protection, and electoral issues.
Abenda Kodatien, Minister of Finance, more precisely Senegi. We received around 500 civil servants at our stand. Our main aim coming to SAGO was, first of all, promoting the Governor app, which helps civil servants obtain their principles by themselves, regardless of where they are. All they need is a smartphone and an internet connection. Secondly, we also aimed at helping our fellow civil servants, police, and also retired, to obtain the annual pay slip required by the tax services to proceed with their tax declarations, regardless of if they have access to the digital world.
And inside the hall now, i.e., the award of prizes to outstanding institutions is ongoing. So far, we have news that the Supreme Audit Office and the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, as well as the Cameroon Telecommunications, were distinguished as administrations which organized best conferences. The CRTV has been crowned the best media organization with the best media coverage of SAGO. And well, i.e., for now, exhibitors have been passing out of the stands gradually but surely. Over to you.
Delightful news there for the heart of the nation, the CRTV. Thank you very much, Patience Wingo. And now state and private-owned institutions who took part in the 13th Fair on Government Action SAGO say the platform has enabled them to raise their profile and build networks with users of their services. Our reporter, Colette Janice, spoke to some exhibitors and visitors. Her report.
It's been 1 week of exhibition of state-owned micro and macro projects and in-depth conversations between the government, its partners, as well as the public for the economic development. Cameroon, as the exhibitors prepared to leave the site for SAGO 2024, we met with Oscarin Batake, a personnel of the National Civil Registration Office, BUNEC.
Usual welcome visitors. We have a team set up for sensitization on the importance of the registration of vital events like birth, death, and marriage. At the level of Astan, you equally find a sample of digitalized birth certificates. Inform the population equally on the major activities that have been taking place at the National Civil Status Registration Office. And here we answer every major preoccupation that anybody raise as far as civil status events are concerned.
Exhibitors have expressed satisfaction as their objectives of networking and introducing their new products and services were met. The users of public services also seemed satisfied with the efforts made by the government to get to the masses.
I was excited to meet a lot of state personalities for the first time. You know, it was good to hear them talk to people and the different live sessions.
As SAGO closes its curtains for its 13th edition, the wish for many is to see these government projections to be effectively implemented for the economic development of Cameroon.
Colette's journey in another top story, a project to empower the rural women. Woman in the Mifua and Afamba division has been given a boost with the launch of a periodic market in a locality called Ngulintang. The market, which is to hold every last Friday of the month, has been set up by the Cameroon Shippers Council, whose general manager, Auguste Bappe Binda, promised to continue spurring the women on to economic independence. Winston Lebga tells us more.
The National Shippers Council General Manager, Auguste Mbappe Penda, talked about the need to inject some backbone into the place, pointing to the quality and quantity of farm products in Mifua and Afamba division, saying most are the results of the efforts of the area's hardworking women, thus the necessity for the periodic market.
It's not only for transporters. Now we want to help the women of this department and we know that they are very dynamic. We know that they are good producers of local products. So we are going to build stock house to their products, and we are going to put a great bedroom for people who want to come to this center.
The periodic market will hold at Ngulentang Truck Drivers Accommodation Center, some 90 kilometers from Yaoundé on the Ayos Bokni stretch in Mingang subdivision. The investment at the accommodation center makes it not just a base for trucks. There are plans to transform it into a comprehensive complex meant to offer a wide range of services that meet all the needs of professional drivers and visitors.
Winston Lebga in the Mbaman Kim Division of Steel the Center Region, the foundation stone for the construction of 8 classrooms and other facilities has been laid in Yoko. Presiding over the ceremony was the president of the Center Regional Council, Gilbert Chimievuna, in the presence of municipal and administrative authorities of the locality, who hailed the project worth over 149 million CFA francs. Maimuna Njoya reports from CRTV Center.
This is one rare school in the Center region where access to people with disabilities has been taken into consideration. The government high school Yoko in the Mbam and Kim division will soon be rehabilitated. Alain Désiré Abega is the head of Department for Infrastructures and Regional Planning at the Center Regional Council.
We take in consideration the approach of handicap. So everybody can come in this school and school without marginalization.
Concretely, 8 classrooms, an administrative block, and other social facilities such as a water point and toilets will be constructed. This is the third project that the president of the Center Regional Council, Gilbert Imievuna, and his team has evaluated since the beginning of this year. Yoko is in effect amongst the 5 localities which have been chosen for the execution of the projects of the Center Regional Council. The population expressed joy and said they hope to see the works completed by December this year. Worth recalling is the fact that Yoko, also known as the Green Town, is located more than 270 kilometers away from Yaoundé, and it takes slightly over 4 hours to get there. It is a locality which is bordered by Bankim, Banyo, Ngaoundal in the Adamawa region, as well as Betare Oya and Belabo in the East region. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
And there is good news for expectant mothers in Bawang, Upper Plateau Division, and even those from neighboring villages. The first ever ultra-modern maternity, constructed and equipped by some members of the elite based in the United States of America, has been inaugurated. And we are in the West region. Kelvin Nembo tells us more.
Nikes Ndochi became the very first woman to give birth at the break of dawn on the day of inauguration of the newly constructed and equipped maternity hospital in Bawang Center. Her baby boy was named after the paramount ruler of Bawang, His Royal Highness Faustin Nkam. The ultra-modern maternity facility located within the Bawang Integrated Health Center is a project funded by sons and daughters of Bawang based in the United States of America. Their leader, Timothy Konchu, on the occasion said the project aims to improve the quality of maternal care across Upper Plateau Division and will help reduce neonatal and perinatal mortality rates.
The local population will well receive the project that we presented. We have 10 beds at the hospital, 1 incubator for a center like this one, which is great. We have 2 oxygen, and all our bathrooms are equipped with hot water.
On the eve of the inauguration ceremony, a free health campaign was organized for the local population. Local and administrative authorities have described the gesture as a veritable example of participatory development worth emulating by other members of the elite. Kelvin Embo, CRTV News,
in Bawang.
And we go to the northwest, where the management of the Bamenda Regional Hospital has provided 8,000 test strips to screen individuals for hepatitis B and C viruses, all for free. Health professionals at the hospital are encouraging residents aged 15 to 60 to take advantage of the free hepatitis screening campaign, which is part of activities to mark this year's World Hepatitis Day, to get tested and begin treatment if diagnosed positive. Orla Titanki tells us more.
At a time when many people in the Northwest region are reportedly hesitant to go for routine medical checks due to financial problems and other reasons, the head of the Bamenda Regional Hospital's laboratory, Victor Fondo, emphasizes that the free hepatitis screening ongoing at the hospital is crucial in identifying and treating patients diagnosed of the disease at an early stage.
Pre-consultation, free hepatitis B test and 50% for hepatitis C. The management has put in place 8,000 hepatitis B tests.
Dr. Chindo Pius Mary, coordinator of the Hepatitis Treatment Center, strongly advises against the use of herbal medicine as a treatment option.
Every 10 patients that I have for hepatitis, at least 9 of them will tell me that they took traditional medication. We advise against the use of traditional medication for hepatitis.
According to the data manager of the Lone Hepatitis Treatment Center, hosted by the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Yoba Yolan, from January to July 2024, over 2,000 individuals have been tested for the hepatitis virus. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And more from the Northwest, where medical equipment, consumables and scrubs have been offered to the Nkwen District Hospital alongside 6 other integrated health centers in Bamenda to improve healthcare delivery in those facilities. The donation by a non-governmental organization, the Mary Aleye Foundation, falls in line with the objective dedicated to helping vulnerable people like the sick, internally displaced and persons living with disabilities. Jolenta Rose Afanwi reports.
The medical equipment, made up of an ultrasound and X-ray machine, as well as over 300 scrubs and others, the director of the Nkwen District Hospital, Dr. Joel Ngum, details, will improve health care, especially diagnosis for pregnant women and hygiene standards in the facility.
We have an ultra-modern ultrasound machine that will be used especially on pregnant women and help diagnose medical problems during pregnancy. We have these scrubs. As you see, they will help us identify ourselves and look quite beautiful and happy when we offer healthcare to our patients.
Speaking at the ceremony on behalf of the founder of the Mary Aleye Foundation, the supervisor Michael Sander expressed their joy at commemorating the foundation's first anniversary by giving back to the community.
Our goal is to take care of the needy, those that cannot afford health, shelter, water, and those that are physically challenged. We decided to celebrate this with the hospital so that we should keep being in line with our objectives.
The phone of Nkwen is Royal Highness Azefor III, whose community is set to benefit from the improved healthcare services, expressed his gratitude and adds that health is the foundation of life. Jolenta Rose Afanwi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Now on to this press release. The general manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Tausi, will on Tuesday, July 30, 2024, from 11 a.m., carry out a visit to the Center Regional Training Site of the National Civic Service for Participation in Development at the Air Base 101 in Yaounde. This visit will enable the general manager and his entourage to better inquire about the modalities of implementation of this training in civic, patriotic, and citizen values, which mobilizes 1,500 young Cameroonians in the 10 regional centers, and it is signed by the general manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Tausi. In more news, the municipality of Belel in the Adamawa region has been recording a steady increase in voter registration thanks to the support of the local elite. The president of the Vina South section of the CPDM, Abu Abubakar, was recently in some localities within his constituency to boost the registration process. Ayuk John Ashu reports.
In spite of the simplified procedure by the government for the obtention of the national identity card, a good number of citizens in Belel subdivision in the Adamawa region are still without these essential documents. Given that the national identity card is indispensable for registration into electoral list, the president of the Vina South section of the CPDM, Abo Abubakar, who doubles as mayor of Belel, has been facilitating the process within his constituency.
Each time electoral lists are open, we do our possible best to assist the population in the process. This is the third time we are on the field with the purpose to boost voters' registration.
This has enabled the enrollment of some 350 potential voters within hours by Elecam in the locality of Telo, and the beneficiaries led the initiative of one of theirs to enable them to fulfill their civic rights. The initiator, Abo Abubakar, who is on the field with his CPDM party comrades, is thus laying the groundwork to improve on voter registration in Belel subdivision. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
We go to the Southwest, where supporters and sympathizers of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM, in the FACO 4 section, TICO, have been urged to uphold the party's ethics and values in fostering peace and sustainable development within their jurisdiction. The call came from Four Tabetando, member of the Southwest Permanent Regional Delegation of the Central Committee of the CPDM, during a two-day working visit and training workshop in FACO 4 and FACO 1A sections. Attending was Professor Nalo Valionga, Minister of Secondary Education. Annabel Ndike Eno Anyang tells us more.
The CPDM party in the Southwest region, in its drive to consolidate national unity, peace and integration, has organized a seminar at the FACO 4 section in TICO to remind sympathizers of the need to abide by the basic texts of the CPDM. Senator for Tabetando Ndiep Nso is the head of the delegation.
Our Secretary General of the party, assignment to carry out the party live and alive, tell them, remind them about the tenets of democracy. We should always know that we have to be together. No matter our differences, we have to work together.
The militants of the CPDM FACO 4 section in TICO were also encouraged to carry out massive voter registration.
We draw our militants to go out and start to prepare the minds of the electorates.
Additionally, 50 copies of the basic text of the CPDM, donated by the head of the Southwest Permanent Regional Delegation of the Central Committee of CPDM, Mr. Peter Mafani Musonge, were handed to the CPDM militants of FACO 4 section in TICO as they pledged their loyal and unflinching support to the head of state, President Paul Biya. The two-day seminar will end this Saturday, July the 27th, with FACO 1A section. Annabel Ndike Enoanyang, CRTV, Boya.
And news out of the country takes us to Ethiopia, where some 257 people are confirmed to have died in two landslides which hit on Monday in Ethiopia, burying two villages. According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the final death toll is expected to rise in the coming days. Another 15,000 affected people need to be evacuated, among whom are over 1,000 children, as well as over 5,000 pregnant women and new mothers. And now to end the news here once again are our top stories. President Paul Biya and other world leaders have attended the unique and spectacular opening ceremony for the 2024 Olympics in Paris, where Sarah Hanful, Cameroonian table tennis player, has won her first match. A record of 72,000 visitors have made it to the fair on government action that is wrapping up in Yaoundé. And rural women in the Mefu and Afamba division of the Central Region get a periodic market in a move to spur them on to financial independence. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Bernadette Missoumo.
Bon après-midi. Exit la 13e édition du Salon de l'Action gouvernementale. Les exposants profitent de leurs dernières heures au Sago pour faire de bonnes affaires pour certains et pour des échanges B2B. La cérémonie de clôture en cours est présidée par le secrétaire général du ministère de la Communication, Félix Zogo. Et même si l'objectif des 200 000 visiteurs n'a pas été atteint, tout le monde ou presque s'accorde à dire que cette autre édition du Sago a été une réussite. La section RDPC Vina Sud à Belel dans la Damawa soutient la population dans l'établissement de la carte nationale d'identité. À cet effet, une équipe mobile d'identification à la demande d'Abo Aboubakar, maire de la commune de Belel, séjourne dans la localité de Telo. Objectif, booster les inscriptions sur les listes électorales dont la fin est prévue pour le 31 août prochain. Lutte contre la mortalité infantile, le centre de santé intégré de Bawang dans le département des Hauts-Plateaux, région de l'Ouest, désormais équipé d'une maternité moderne, d'une capacité de 9 lits, une salle d'accouchement, une pharmacie, des couveuses et de l'oxygène. L'infrastructure inaugurée ce vendredi est l'œuvre des fils et filles Bawang résidant aux États-Unis. Cette œuvre sanitaire ultra moderne va contribuer à la réduction des cas de mortalité infantile et néonatale dans la localité. Enfin, Jeux Olympiques et Paralympiques Paris 2024. Belle entrée en matière de la team Cameroun. En tennis de table simple dames, Sarah Anfounana jouait son premier match des préliminaires contre Chelsea Egil de la Guyane. Le match qui se déroulait à la grande salle de l'aréna au parc des expositions de Paris-Sud s'est achevé par la victoire de la Camerounaise 4-7-1. Elle passe ainsi en 32e de finale. Madame, Monsieur, ne quittez pas, nos programmes se poursuivent.